This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, June 9. A vision that changed everything. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 10. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. One day, at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God, who came to him and said, "Cornelius." Cornelius stared at him in fear. "What is it, Lord?" he asked. The angel answered, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who is called Peter. He is staying with Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea." When the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a devout soldier who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened and sent them to Joppa. About noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven opened and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles and birds. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter. Kill and eat." "Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." This happened 3 times, and immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision, the men sent by Cornelius found out where Simon's house was and stopped at the gate. They called out, asking if Simon, who was known as Peter, was staying there. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Simon, 3 men are looking for you, so get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them." Peter went down and said to the men, "I'm the one you're looking for. Why have you come?" The men replied, "We have come from Cornelius the centurion. He is a righteous and God-fearing man who is respected by all the Jewish people. A holy angel told him to ask you to come to his house so that he could hear what you have to say." Then Peter invited the men into the house to be his guests. The next day, Peter started out with them, and some of the believers from Joppa went along. Cornelius, a centurion in the Roman army, was God-fearing and gave generously to people in need. He was not a full convert to the Jewish faith, so he was considered a Gentile by all who followed the laws of the Jewish community. This meant he could not associate with anyone who was Jewish. Our scripture for today declares a message that was whispered throughout the Old Testament. God had told Abraham that his descendants would be a blessing to all peoples. And now God called Peter to participate in bringing that blessing, as God also worked through Cornelius. For centuries, the Jews were taught that certain foods, as well as people who were non-Jews, Gentiles, were unclean. But now God changed all that in a vision he gave to Peter. A sheet coming down from heaven had all kinds of animals on it, and a voice told Peter to eat. Though Peter was hungry, he said he would not eat anything that was unclean. But the voice said that if God had made it all clean, no one should call it unclean. The vision came 3 times, and then Peter was invited to visit Cornelius. Peter understood that the Spirit of God was changing things and that he needed to follow where the Spirit would lead. On this Pentecost Sunday, we remember that the Spirit is still at work to shape and mold the church. Pray with me. God of heaven and earth, we confess that we still divide this world into us and them. Help us to see all people as loved by you and worthy of your grace. Through Jesus we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.